some soul money?
No, you know, when Chase tells his kids, world. What do you think I am, a bank?
They're gonna be
like, yeah, you kind of are.
Will banks even exist, or are we just using, that's like, true. Apple wallets?
Or bitcoins, you know?
Exactly. You just made me imagine little Chases right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, little tiny Chases, yes.
I'm just...
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to Postmodern Cowboys.
Oh, we're back.
On this week's episode, we are going to talk about dreams.
And why we have them.
And what they mean.
I'm just kidding.
The age-old question, who are we? Mm-hmm. Where do we come from, and where are we going?
Okay.
So.
I sometimes think these podcasts are just dreams.
There's a painting by Diego Rivera.
Called The Dream.
Man, Center of the Universe.
Mm.
Classic painting, 1931. It was taken down by Rockefeller.
You know that.
I know, right?
It was named something else when it was commissioned, but then they took it down. Went back to Mexico City, and he recommissioned it from memory because he only had black and white photos.
Mm.
He made it better, but they took it down because he painted Trotsky and communists
in
the painting.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. Dreams, it's Diego Rivera's artwork.
Mm.
It reminds me of that.
Mm.
Huh.
Mm.
Because whenever people think Dali, that's so basic. So, you know.
I am
basic.
A surrealist
what do you mean
fan.
Basic?
TBQH. I have enamored, I have
You've been
engulfed
enamored.
Myself
engulfed.
In not surrealist art, not surrealist cinema, in surrealist culture. I have done copious amounts of research.
That's not a very surrealist thing
that was
to do.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
There's this surrealist film by Luis Buñuel and... I think Dolly was
well,
part
that's,
of it, too.
That's a way to reach the audience, Brian.
Dude, you're not down with the poo?
But yeah, surrealism, the unconscious, dreams.
Mm.
When you dream,
mm.
but you don't know it.
Do you dream surreal in surrealist style?
I think that's a definition.
No, really. No.
My dreams are very real. Sometimes I go on eBay.
Yeah.
I never win. It's a little sad.
Not even your dreams?
Well, if you win the auction, what's the point of life?
That's...
You gotta keep
In your dream?
Gotta keep bidding. Wait, I never dream about
bidding.
That's
what Matthew McConaughey says all the time.
Yes.
Just keep bidding. I think that's what it is.
I did a research paper on dreams.
Ah.
And then I did a... we have these home tests for art schools where they give you projects. And then I did it about dreams.
What'd you write?
Oh, I painted it.
Oh.
But,
that's a very art school like assignment. Go out and
so
dream.
Cliche, but like,
go out and dream
school,
my
cool.
my butterflies. Go.
I want you to write an essay, but paint it for me.
Yeah, I forgot exactly what they were, but there's three types of dreams that you can have potentially. Uh-huh. And then one of them is I forgot the names of them, but
Type
one
A.
of them is basically where you realize you are in the dream and you're dreaming.
Self-referential Inception. Dream.
Lucid?
And then...
Lucid dream.
Inception
yeah.
dream.
Oh my gosh.
A Lucy
yes.
dream. Yeah.
They named it after the movie.
Very nice.
They did.
There's that. And then there's another one where it's just random like neurons just connecting and reconnecting to try
Magic
to organize and store everything
yes.
from that day.
Yes.
So it's like sometimes it'll connect with like
distortion or like the static in one's mind.
Kinda. Yeah, it's like random sparks that like randomly are trying to connect and they're like, oh, wrong area. And then they like flutter and then that's how you get the dreams because it's like projecting random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like your brain's trying to scramble and organize
mm-hmm.
everything before
mm-hmm.
you wake up. And then...
Dreaming is for losers. I don't dream. I live them.
The third one.
Then there's nightmares. I think that should be the third one.
No, the third. No. Because the nightmares is also
is the
like
random one.
No. They're they
all
apply to all three.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one is kind of like, your conscious body is trying to understand what's happening in the.
Oh,
conscious
I've had that sometimes.
Danny
yeah, where it's like.
Yes.
So like. For example, it would be like you're having a dream about a witch poking your eye,
mm-hmm.
And then you wake up and you realize you're like poking your eye against like your desk,
mm-hmm.
And then that's why
mm-hmm.
your brain is like having that dream because
mm-hmm.
it's trying to connect something
yeah.
to make
yes.
that.
When
I
was
guess,
a young warthog,
uh-huh.
sure. I had a dream.
Uh-huh.
So I used to live in a 2-story house,
uh-huh.
And my bedroom was on the 2nd story.
Okay.
And I went to sleep in my bed after having chocolate milk.
Okay.
And
does it to you.
That you know, I dreamt that I woke up, walked to like my staircase, and I just jumped over it. And then when I woke up exactly where I jumped, where I landed.
Oh no!
But I didn't. I know I didn't jump.
You didn't jump.
But I'm pretty sure I slept, walked down the stairs.
Oh my goodness!
And like woke up where I landed.
Right. That is. So that's, I know.
That's really creepy.
That is.
That was interesting because I like woke up and I'm like, man, I need some chocolate milk.
Oh wow! Yeah.
It's like an.
Whoa, that's
like
weird.
Especially like Nesquik chocolate milk.
That's when you know you have an addiction to chocolate milk. Mm-hmm.
I actually have a story about sleepwalking.
Yes.
That I heard, but it's actually terrifying.
No, do it.
Does
it involve rainbows?
I'm in an improv group, and one of the people in my group was telling the story about. So his family's from Mexico, and so he was visiting
his
family.
Country.
Yeah.
And he wasn't visiting a great part of it. And no.
It always happens like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, but he. So
there's only like three great parts of it.
He ended up sleepwalking out of his house. So out of the house into the street.
Ooh, that's
and
not
then,
good.
No. And that's then asking good. People in English for their papers to be in that country.
Oh my goodness!
On the streets of
Mexico.
It's
like a racist dream.
No. And he's asking this in English, and then apparently he did this to a lot of people supposedly. And someone called the cops.
Oh my goodness!
And the cops came, and they like shook him because
you don't
want to
do that. Don't they know that they
can't? And apparently it like really scared the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then he explained in his broken Spanish. And
wait, his family's from Mexico, but he doesn't speak Spanish.
He was for shame.
Japan,
for
shame.
I mean, but
isolationist culture.
Just because I can speak Spanish and I can lower.
Oh, unfair.
Brian, aren't you Peruvian?
Yeah.
Then,
for shame.
Where's your Spanish?
For shame.
Do you speak Peruvian?
For shame.
But Brian, aren't you a bunch of things?
Can you go to Ulta and buy things from people?
A mixture.
Oh. Yeah, he's three things. Yeah.
I can see the
just
squiggly.
Like my language.
The tilde?
What is it called? The tilde?
Mm.
I haven't learned Spanish. Swinton. But I'm
just. Social services.
Oh, that's great.
Social services.
Anyway, that is a very scary dream.
It was a sleepwalking
experience.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Do you know what part of Mexico he was in?
I don't.
Okay.
You said he was in a bad part, though.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So that narrows it down.
That's like the bad part.
My roommate had a sleepwalking story. Imad, who has been a guest
on
this podcast.
Yeah,
he was on the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
I don't think it was a particularly good episode. But he's great. He's great. I guess one of his, I think it was his mom, or maybe it was dad. He was staying with one of his parents. And they were having like an operation done on them, so
like the game,
exactly like the game.
Yeah, that's
and
how
so
that happened.
They had him stay at one of their friends' house while they were in the hospital.
Yeah, operation. I got it.
Yeah.
And, and apparently, he was a kid, like a young teen,
warthog
years, young warthog, and so apparently he in the middle of the night. And it was a big house, too, and he's never been into this house before, but somehow he found where the host was sleeping, their master bedroom. He walks there and says, I'm going to go find my dad, and then just proceeds to walk out of the house, and then the host just had to, like, pin him back to the bed, and then he woke up in the morning not knowing anything about it.
Oh, creepy.
And that is creepy.
My dad was a kid. He peed in the oven during a family party.
Well, that happened.
While sleepwalking.
If you kill a man sleepwalking.
Sorry, Dad.
Are you still responsible, or do they have to charge you while you're sleeping?
No.
Oh, yeah. From a legal standpoint.
That'd be fascinating, because you don't have the necessary criminal intent.
It's not technically you.
Well, it is
you. But it is you.
But how do you prove that?
Yeah, exactly.
My body can go to jail, but not me.
You need to bring, like, tons of experts on sleepwalking.
My soul. Yeah, I feel like there has to be cases like that.
Tomorrow I'm going to look them up. Tomorrow I'll do
you
that. First thing I do. Before I get to my real clients and my real cases, I will look this up just for us, guys.
Sleepwalking murder. The sleepwalking
serial
killer.
Did you guys ever play the game?
It wasn't me. I was sleepwalking.
I mean, did you guys play that game? Never-Ending Nightmare?
No.
It's a really cool game because, it's not like the aesthetic, first of all, is not like your typical like game, like 3D, whatever. It's in 2D. And it's
like
just
Mario?
It's just black and white. Like someone's, it looks like basically someone just sketched it, and you're just walking through
like
this,
Doodle Bob.
No.
Doodlebop's two and a half.
But like just it looks very sketchy. Okay. Like as in like someone just drew it.
Okay.
Doodlebop. Like anyway, so yeah. The person, what basically the game is, you have to go through all the rooms and see every single ending, and then that's how you finish the game. But it's absolutely scary because it's like there's no sound. And you just have a candlelight, and then sometimes you don't have a candlelight. No. And then you have to walk through the room. No. And nothing kills you, nothing happens to you. It's you just have to go and see all the endings. And it's super creepy. It's really creepy. Like thunder would come and then like
it's an online thing or not?
No.
Oh, it's in the
actually I don't know. Because like I was just using it as one of my references.
You don't find the game. The game finds you.
Okay.
But it's terrifying, just like the suspense.
Yeah,
like Slenderman.
That's what I was about to say. Slenderman.
Have you not played Slenderman?
No, don't. 3D.
Oh yeah, it's terrifying.
It's the same idea. Though.
Oh no. Is that the one where you're going to the elevator and then the girl comes out of the elevator?
No, that's already freaky.
Ovens freak you. I think you're in the forest, right?
Yeah.
And you have a little lamp.
Oh gosh.
A little lamp, a little flashlight, and it.
Torch for
a torch.
UK
you have
right.
to find 11 notes.
Because we have UK listeners.
There are 11 notes scattered
and then,
in the forest.
And then, there's 11 notes scattered
for each
in the
note you get, Slenderman gets closer.
Yeah, and then you're supposed to go find the notes, but then your lamp gets dimmer and dimmer, right?
Oh.
And all the notes have, like, that's vague, great. Terrifying, like,
and like Slenderman previous accounts of his victims.
Yeah.
Or Slenderman
himself.
But, like,
himself. Finding the notes are inevitable?
That's the goal.
What?
That's
oh,
what
that you find the...
Yeah, that's... You're
do you have
walking
to fight
around.
The Slenderman, though?
No. And, like, it's just silent. You just hear the crackling of your feet.
Shoot.
But then you hear, like, a sound effect when he's close or something.
Does he kill you, though?
Yeah.
The game ends. And,
or, like,
it
you
flashes,
just see his
the
face.
Screen flashes, and then you see his face, and it says game over.
You can't avoid him? You can't fight him?
No. And then in real life, he pops out! He gets you! Game over.
Wait, then how do you win?
You die. You don't. You don't. There is no winning screen.
Really? Oh, there's no winning?
Yeah. Even if you find all 11 notes, the game keeps going.
You play to lose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really?
Like life.
But anyways, we're talking about dreams, not nightmares, okay?
Well,
it's all the same point of view. The American dream is also the American nightmare for others.
That's
wow.
Yeah, no one has ever talked about the American nightmare.
Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump is kind of the American nightmare.
You know, I'm very detached from what's happening.
Good, as you should be, because, you know, there's no reason for you to be involved. Not,
but
no,
still, I
no
know
reason
the
for
general...
anyone to be involved right now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because
that sounds terrible.
no one votes okay. until February 1st. Okay, and so this is all just pre-gaming. So, yeah.
Hey, but you know, it's not bad to see like what they're doing now up till
that's
that
true.
Point.
You have well on the let me catch up real fast. On
good.
The Republican side, you have 12 it. Options of crap, and then on the Democrat side, you have 3 options of like more favorable crap. Yeah. Well, actually, you have
oh,
one
gosh.
Option.
Is,
you
is,
have
oh,
one. You
I
have,
don't even know if Trump is.
Yeah, he's doing really dreams. Well. He's doing very, very well.
No, but is he? Which side is he?
He's a Republican. Republican. He's actually doing the best out of them. In terms
well,
of
well, probably because nobody else knows anyone else.
Either, that's
no.
We have
they're
Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is
place.
Pretty famous. He's a Bush, but everyone
no,
hates
but like,
him.
As in to the demographic of most U.S. citizens.
That's true. Although the Bushes are pretty famous, right?
I believe the last statistic was. Trump was at 41%.
He was at 41%.
Like Ted Cruz was his runner-up at 14%.
Talking about dreams.
Yes. Actually, yeah. And so on the talking about pipe dreams on the Democratic side,
okay,
pipe
dreams,
we have Bernie Sanders, which
the millennial dream.
Yeah, which would be great if he wins, but you know he's probably not gonna win because Hillary will probably win.
Dreams.
I don't know.
So,
but no one really votes until you know next year.
Until
February.
You start dreaming.
Okay. I still want to know.
That's true.
Like,
you're right.
I had a dream I wanted.
You haven't given me anything new. Which
there's
is
been
nice.
5 debates.
Having you dream,
there's
I want to talk about.
There was just
we'll
a debate yesterday.
Okay.
The Cruz and Rubio, the two Cubans, went at each other, which is you know unfortunate because you know they're both Cubans.
Solidarity.
They should get along. But no, they see the funny thing is that no one's going after Trump. Jeb Bush went after Trump a little bit yesterday.
But like, isn't Trump just like a joke?
Yeah, but there's a joke
no
that 40% of the people are taking seriously. So, Talk about an American nightmare, am I right?
But he's not going to win, though.
Well, that's the thing. Republicans are very scared that he will either run independently, so he'll split the vote that way, or that he gets to the convention with a lot of delegates, and there's a split convention, you know? So now...
He could win the convention and then decide to run as an independent.
That'd be so awful. That'd be
Trump. It'd be awful for the Republicans, yes, it would, and for the country. But,
hello.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But most of the Republicans are not, yeah, yeah.
But he's not going to win, right?
He might win the nomination. He might, actually. He might. But unlikely.
He's so awful.
He is awful. Yes, he's right.
Dreams.
He's just a really awful person.
I know, but if you think about it, like, there's a part of America that's very awful, you know? There's a part of history that's awful. There's a part of our population, I'm sorry to say this.
Part of ourselves?
Yeah, part of every one of us is awful.
And Mitt Romney said 47%.
Yeah. and all that awfulness is going to vote for the awful person, you know?
That awfulness just manifests itself in...
Ugh, it's just about resonating with that person. Oh, how awful.
I know, I know. Plus, he has nice hats, so there's that
like
too.
Matt.
Hats?
Yeah, his hats are famous.
You mean his hair?
No, his hat. He has a hat that says "Make America Great Again."
Oh, Trump?
Yeah,
that's a nice dream, but I had a dream the other day.
It's on top of the toupee. Yeah, it's on top of the fox that rests on top of his head.
You think he wears the toupee while he's wearing the hat? Is that necessary?
That's true. Maybe that's why he has the hat. You're right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like while like the toupee is like getting like pampered.
You know what? You know.
Off duty. You know
by the like, toupees, like in the tub. Yeah.
Hey, I can buy toupees that pamper themselves.
It's funny because after the hat got introduced, everyone stopped talking about the hair. Do you know what I mean? Did you notice that? I just noticed
because
them
there's
now.
So much other stuff. To
I
talk
know.
About.
Postmodern I know. Cowboys. We'll yeah. still talk about the hair.
We're not afraid to go there.
That I really want to talk about.
Oh, go for it. Talk about the dream.
Talk about your dream.
Well, my dream.
Aspirations.
Mm-hmm. No. It was a dream, Brian. Okay. Just a dream. Not an aspiration. Get it right.
This is episode about dreams. Okay. Not aspirations.
So the other day,
yeah,
I had a really nice night.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, this was a new dream?
No, this was
in real life. Okay.
And then when I went to sleep...
I heard people say that now. Yeah.
When I went to sleep, I woke up in class.
Uh-huh.
And then I went outside, and it was raining. And then I looked at the rain, at the clouds and the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the clouds suddenly disappeared. It stopped raining, but it was still cloudy. And then I looked in the eye of the clouds.
Mm. Yeah, you did. You tell those clouds.
And... Beautiful. And there was a galaxy.
Like
it was like the eye of a hurricane galaxy. And the galaxy looked like an eye staring back at me.
Wow.
And then I looked at it for a second, and then it suddenly turned into a rainbow.
Oh.
And like I looked down, and my arms, like the light was like shining down on me. Like it felt, it felt like replenishing, like renewing.
Oh wow.
And. Then I woke up after, like, that rainbow was on me, and I never dreamt of a rainbow before in my life.
Ah.
That shows you how good of a night that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
That's great.
It's like having something happen in your life, and then you have a rainbow in your dreams that, like, told you.
A galaxy hurricane.
Galaxy hurricane rainbow.
But the rainbow. Never dreamed of a rainbow before.
That sounds great.
It vaguely reminds me of, I believe it is a poem by Rumi. Mm. Who?
By your roommate?
No, Rumi.
Oh,
Rumi.
Okay.
The poet.
Oh, the poet.
I'm cultured.
Oh, I used to be.
And
cultured.
I demand to be recognized as such.
I'm cis cultured.
Cis cultured.
But I think he was complaining. God, why you are so great and so vast, and I am so small. How can I be your vessel? And why would you create this yearning? For you inside me, if it can't be fulfilled. And God replies, oh little one, your eyes are so small, yet they have seen universes.
It's a little egoistic.
Huh?
Nothing.
Little what?
I don't think so.
How pretty.
Well, I mean, you know, we have another eye in our minds called our mind's eye. And, you know, that eye sees a lot more than our eyes can see, so.
Wine comes in at the mouth.
Sure.
Love comes in at the eye.
Uh-huh.
That is all we shall know of life
until
we grow old and die.
Like,
I lift the glass up to my mouth. I look up to you and I sigh. Let's eat.
That's Yeats.
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 Yeats. Yeats.
Yeats.
I say Yeats because it pisses Yeats fans off.
It's Yeats.
I know it's Yeats. But when I say Yeats, it pisses off all the Yeates fans.
It's Yeats.
So thank you very much for joining us for Postmodern Cowboys. Okay. We are at our 20-minute mark.
Yeats, by the way, for the record.
Javier Lopez, don't
you sorry, Javier. We ran out of time, but next episode, I promise we'll redream it.
Feel free to email us for suggestions of things to talk about or just comments or like complaints or just like your
Harry,
thoughts.
Harry, hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get that Peabody. Don't worry.
Postmoderncowboys@gmail.com.
Gmail. Or add me on Facebook.
Don't add him on Facebook.
Thanks for listening, y'all.
Bye.
Shalom, y'all.
Happy y'all.
Happy holidays.
We should do one on holidays.
We can. Which holiday?